Last week, the West Virginia Department of Education launched a series of public meetings to evaluate the state's use of Common Core standards for reading and math. Common Core standards have been taught in the state's classrooms since 2011, but they're controversial. Democratic lawmakers tend to support them, but Republicans, with a new majority in the state, are looking to root them out. Over the years, Trey Kay, host of our podcast Us and Them, has done a good bit of reporting about education being pulled into political battles, kind of like the current battle over Common Core. And he's here to tell us about such a battle that he covers in the latest Us and Them podcast. Hello, Trey.
Hey, Beth. How you doing?
Fine. Trey, I've heard some of your reports about politicized education battles over literature books, social studies, science curriculum. But in your latest episode, you even show how math has been a battleground in the culture wars.
You know, people who went to school back in the 60s and 70s might remember a thing called new math. And like Common Core math standards, it was the controversial thing of the day.
Trey, when I was in school, I had to memorize multiplication tables. I remember hearing the phrase new math. Maybe I learned it. Maybe I didn't. I'm afraid I just don't remember.
Well, it sounds like what you learned was from a more traditional method. New math was less about arithmetic and memorizing multiplication tables, and it was more about helping the students cultivate their own methods for understanding mathematics concepts. And nowadays, when I hear people remember new math, it's often described as a liberal program dreamed up by progressive educators. But apparently that's not true. For this podcast, I spoke with Christopher Phillips, a history professor at Carnegie Mellon University up in Pittsburgh, and he's the author of The New Math, A Political History. Phillips says that the new math was originally championed by conservatives who were worried that we were losing our edge in the Cold War.
So the Cold War origins were deeply connected with the new math in the sense that if we were not learning mathematics correctly in the United States, then that meant that other countries might move ahead. And so if math is tied to the science and science is tied to the military, then falling behind in mathematics means risking losing the Cold War militaristically.
So if teaching math was seen as a national security problem, what was the problem with how it was being taught?
The complaint was that schools were just teaching basic math skills to be useful in life, like weighing themselves or measuring things or how to find averages.
For conservatives, they said this wasn't mathematics. This wasn't actually what professional mathematicians did. And so in order to restore rigor to the classroom, to get rid of this namby-pamby influence of progressives, you had to put academic mathematicians in charge of the curriculum.
We weren't going to coddle these kids anymore.
Absolutely. We should make them learn real mathematics. And where do you find real mathematics? You find it in the university. So those are the people you go to put in charge of the math curriculum.
So conservatives were advocating for university professors to lead a national education initiative. Now that seems different from how some conservatives today feel about what they see as liberal elitists on college campuses these days. So how did the teaching change?
Well, it was more about problem solving than memorizing linear methods and formulas to get to the right answer.
No one thought it was a good idea to get to the wrong answer. But getting to the right answer has a number of different possible avenues. And for the new math's defenders, what they thought was that if we train people to just follow authority, then how are we any different from the authoritarians in the Soviet Union?
Okay, so creative methods were used. How did this creativity go over in the classrooms?
It worked out all right in some test rollouts, but teachers weren't properly trained how to teach it, and parents didn't understand it, and so people were just frustrated.
So new math failed.
Yeah. Christopher Phillips says that back in the 1970s, politicians found that reviling new math, something that originally had universal bipartisan support, that reviling it paid a political dividend.
On the House floor, they would condemn the new math in the same breath as they would condemn all these other curriculum programs. Some of these new curriculum programs were just seen to really take power away from the traditional structures of authority in the community, whether it was the church or whether it was the family or whether it was the local neighborhood association. So by the mid-1970s, the new math is really an emblem of what can go wrong when you give elite mathematicians too much power.
So I guess there's nothing new when it comes to culture war battles over education. Trey Kay, thanks for talking to us about this new program.
Hey, thank you, Beth.
Trey Kay is the host of Us and Them. The new installment, New Math, is available now on iTunes. To listen to it or to get more information, you can visit our website, wvpublic.org.